This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat from the Patio Studios and brought to you by our good friends at the Innovated Companies. InnovatedCompanies.com, home to the forearms underneath the umbrella, construction, heating and cooling, electric, and of course now the plumbing team. My man Randy Green had an opportunity to sit with him last week. Lots of exciting things happening over at Innovated Companies. That's InnovatedCompanies.com. Give them an opportunity for your business, whether it's residential, commercial, or industrial. Innovated Companies is your team. InnovativeCompanies.com. Excited about the show today. Things just keep rolling along. Quite a road trip for the St. Louis Cardinals, to say the least. Let's not mess around. Let's welcome in the real talent of the show on the M4byYachty.com hotline. And not to mention, I'm all alone here in the studio, and I don't want to be lonely, so let's get him in here. Benji Molina, what's going on, friend?
You don't want to be alone, buddy?
No.
No, man. I'm excited. I'm really happy to do this show, man. Let's get these rolling.
Well, you know, the interesting thing here is what I'm looking at now is, you know, it's funny. I know that, you know, we got to look at some things that happened and talk about them a little bit. But it seems like, I find myself lately wanting to just keep moving forward. Like, okay, what's next? Like, what can we do? What can we do next? So, like, today I'm looking at this thing and I'm going, okay, do I feel pretty good about us and the wild card? The answer is yes. I feel good. Okay, I feel good. You know, my bet in my house. I'm not betting my house on much. Okay, but I feel good. The direction of the team. They have an infectious attitude going on right now. Things are rolling. I've turned my sights to the Cubs. Okay, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, is this doable? So I'm real curious to get your take on a couple of things when it comes to catching the Cubs. Now, the Cubs have, you know, they kind of were sputtering along a little bit. They made a couple of acquisitions that have really solidified them a little bit. Cole Hamels has been great for them. And Daniel Murphy is, I mean, he's a hitter. And adding that bat into that lineup has proven to be pretty good for them so far. Obviously, I mean, he's not a defensive wizard, but the guy can flat out hit. He has enabled them to bat him leadoff and not have to mess around with, you know, some of the stuff they were doing. So they have improved their team as well. We currently sit four games back. They have two games in hand. I'm just curious. Obviously, they're going to play a lot of games in a short amount of time, just as we have done in the past. So my first thought right off the bat is if we're going to do this thing, we got to make up ground on them, no doubt. We obviously play them in the last series of the year, which could be really exciting in Chicago. But my thought to you, Benji, at this time of year, we have some days off and they do not. Is that a benefit to the Cardinals to be able to take a day here? Or at this time of year, is this the time of year where, like, you want to play every day because you're rolling and you want to get going? Like, from a player's point of view, you've been there. I mean, fans are going to go, oh, well, of course, the days off are great. You need days off, which, okay, if that's the case, I'd like to hear it from you. Or, No, man, when you're playing well, you want to get out there every day and play, and that just helps you stay in a groove. So what side would you find yourself on when it comes to that?
Oh, man, I can tell you this. It's either way. As a player, you look at it, and if you have the days off, you're happy to have them. But also as a player, if you're hot, you don't want them. So it depends on how hot or how cold they are at the moment of the day off. So for me, when I was playing, I was never playing. When I was with Anaheim, yes, I was there. And then when I was with the Rangers, I wasn't playing on a regular basis. So when I was with Anaheim and we were in the playoff hunt, a day came out really nice to me. I loved the day off because it rested everybody. But at the same time, when we were hot, we didn't want a day off. So it could work in your favor. It could not work in your favor. You know what I mean? Like, it could just do that to you. So it depends on how the guys are. The Cardinals have responded to days off very well. So I would tell you this. If I'm the Cardinals, I like to have my days off. I like to rest my guys. I like to rest my pitchers, especially in the bullpen. Having that extra day, of course, I would love that because they responded well, right? I mean, this is what we're doing here. The response of the team is very, very important in a season. So, depending on how they feel about it, that was just me. That's the way I did it.
Well, it sounds to me like, you know, you can't control it. So whichever lane you're in, you're going to say, let's do it. So if you're the Cubs and you're looking at it, you're like, good, we don't want any days off. We want to get hot. And if you're the Cardinals, you're like, you know, we've been on this mad dash. A day off here or there will help us with some bumps and bruises and just give us a mental break. So that's what it sounds to me like you're saying. It's like, listen, you can't control it anyway, so you might as well embrace whatever your schedule is and then use it and go. So, yeah, But we as fans are going to look at it and say, well, you know, we think it's for the best. I know fans are, you know, a lot of times get pot and heavy into guys need days off, especially Yachty. We talked about it last week on the show. I think we were all in agreement that physically it's tough to one day, but, you know, mentally it's always nice to get a break and just get away from it. You know, but mentally these guys have to see an end game here, I would have to imagine, the way things have been going. I would say, very rarely, I mean, when you go into Dodger Stadium and sweep them, that's one thing, for sure. You go into Colorado, which is a place where people go to die sometimes.
They were hot, too.
Yes, this isn't like we were taking advantage of someone. This was a good baseball team that's in a playoff picture. That's a place that I don't care if they're good or bad. It can be really rough on you. And hey, we saw it one game, right? I mean, you know, Dakota Hudson's been fantastic, and he just, you know, he found out real quick what can happen to you in Colorado. And I thought Jim Edmonds did a good job of bringing it up. I've brought this up numerous times, and people act like I'm nuts, but since Jim Edmonds brought it up, I'm sure it's okay now. But, you know, it's not the home runs. It's because the outfield is enormous, and the outfielders have to play so far back. There are so many balls that are normally outs in other parks that are hits in that park. And it's just
– Yes, sir.
And the outfield's huge, you know. I mean, it's funny.
The hitters love
– You know, it's funny. Bader Bader lost a ball in the dusk is what he did. It happens. It could happen anywhere. And somebody said, yeah, you know, I had asked Bader, and he said that – when I asked him about the outfield, he was like, oh, boy. And I'm like, that's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about is it is humongous. It happens. Like, this stuff happens, okay? I mean, but we can't freak out when a Major League Baseball player makes a mistake. It's going to happen. I mean, it has happened to everybody. You know, it's not like we're immune or we're special. I mean, players lose balls that time of day. They put their head down, they run to a spot, they look back up, and because it's that time of day, they can't find it in the clouds. I mean, it's just, it happens. It's happened to everybody that's ever played, I promise you. So for you, I mean, let's face it, I think everybody thinks no doubt about it, you could manage. No doubt about it. If you're in that clubhouse right now, Benji, right now, let's face it, Mike Schilt, I mean, he's pulling all the right strings right now. No doubt about it. He's getting production up and down. He's getting everybody's best, okay? Even, you know, maybe not the last time out, but even a couple outings from Brett Cecil, he got some stuff out of him. So he's pulling all the right strings. If you're in that clubhouse right now, is your message that you talk about, is it ever more prevalent than right now, just win today?
Oh, no, man. That's what the whole message is right now. It's win today. That's it. You can't think about anything else right now in that clubhouse other than win today. You start winning today, you start doing all the things that you need to do, and you worry about today. You don't care about any of that, the other stuff. Dude, you're going to be fine as a team. This is what I'm trying to say. As a team, you're going to be fine. You're going to be great. But if you start worrying about other teams and you start worrying about the other guys and the pitching is not doing, that's not going to happen. I don't know if you saw a post that Yadi did on social media where he put a video on Waino and Tony La Russa talking about how to win. We perform better. If we execute better than the other team, we are going to win. That's just how it is. We perform better than the other team that we're playing, we are going to win. That was the message. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So how simple is that for a team that all they have to concentrate is playing better as the other team? That's all they need to concentrate right now. It's playing better than that other team. And that's it. There's nothing else that they need to concentrate about. Nothing. So how simple is that message right there that you can tell your players, all you have to concentrate, guys, is on this, and that's it. So that's what I'm trying to say. That's what those guys are thinking right now. I've got to execute everything. Remember that day, that the program that we discussed, that Paul DeJong didn't get the guy over, but then he ended up hitting a home run and stuff?
Yep.
That's exactly what we're talking about. If you perform better, than the guy that you're playing, that the team you're playing, and I told you guys this, I don't care who we're facing right now. I mean, seriously, I can care less who comes on in the town. It could be the 27th Yankees. I mean, it could be anybody, man. Seriously, I don't care who it is. All I'm telling you guys is it's going to be crazy when this time of the year comes, because all they care about is winning, and they're so hot that they don't even give a crap. They went to L.A. and took three. They went to Colorado, took two, and they couldn't win that second game. I mean, they got out of hand in one inning in the eighth inning. So, I mean, they're so hot right now, and they're playing together so good, they can care less who's coming. I told you guys this. So this is what it's going to come down to. It's just keep playing the same game, keep trying to beat the guy who's in front of you that day, and get going, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, I guess, again, back to the original question, we're going to get into it here, so I'm going to want to get your take. Can we catch the Cubs? Can we catch the Cubs? I want to hear what you have to say. I've got their schedules pulled up. It's interesting. I think we have a few things going for us when it comes to the schedules, although, to your point, at this time of year, I don't think anybody really cares who they play. They're all major league teams. They're all people standing in the way of their ultimate goal. So I'll be real curious to get your thoughts. We'll talk a little bit about the upcoming schedules. And again, the burning question today is, can we catch the Cubs? I'm curious to get your thoughts. Before we do that, we want to remind you to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the podcast there. It's free. If you'll do your shopping through our website at Amazon, everybody shops at Amazon, that would greatly help our show. We'd appreciate it. For our producers, Brian Kroc, Andrew Allen, they do so much for us. You simply click the Amazon banner. You're done with us. Doesn't cost you anything. We get a very small referral. Social media, we love it. We love interacting with fans. We love to see what people are thinking. Find us on Twitter. We are at Birds on a Bat Show. If you follow us, we're going to follow you back if you're a Cardinal fan. Same thing with Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Like our Facebook page. Click invite your friends. Invite all of your friends that are Cardinal fans. We want everybody to be a part of the fun that we're having, especially on Facebook right now. Lots going on. The Facebook group, Birds on a Bat. If you want to join that, you can as well. Go ahead. Instagram. We're getting more and more followers on Instagram every day. I know more and more people are using that. You can simply find us at Two Birds on a Bat Show. You can also find us as part of lineupmedia.fm, the fastest growing podcast company on the planet, but now home to Yo Radio. Yo Radio is absolutely free. Go to the App Store, download it on your mobile device. Leave them a review once you've had a chance to check out the stations. I think you're going to enjoy it. They've got all the different types of music that you would expect. It is coming with a twist, though. Download it now. You'll be wanting to look for it later on. They're going to have all types of new stations from influencers, celebrities, things like that. But it's going to be with a twist, guys. They're going to be able to go live on their radio stations, anybody at any time. It's going to be really fun. I'd get into it now if I were you. That's Yo Radio. Download it in the App Store. It is free at the moment. Again, all of our partners, thank you so much. Gators Baseball, MissouriGators.com. Check them out. Now Gators Baseball Academy for their high school program is there, helping young men achieve their dreams. If you want to find out if you have what it takes, go to MissouriGators.com. They're now on the Illinois side as well. This is an organization that really believes in its people. They try to put people in a position to succeed. That's their management team. That's the people that work for them that are helping these young people because they believe in that four-pillar system to where they're going to help develop your son or daughter when it comes to this wonderful game. Make sure you check them out, MissouriGators.com. Arlington Greens, check it out. The crown jewel here in the Midwest here for my lovely Metro East over here where I'm from. I love it. I've been playing Arlington my whole life. Mark Marcuso leads a tremendous staff. Make sure you check them out. Book a tee time today. I just saw that you can do that online. I just shared it through Twitter. See our friends over at Arlington Greens. Of course, Adam Smokehouse, thank you for hosting myself and Randy Green last week. Guys, I had the pulled rib sandwich. It was tremendous. I kind of deviated from the normal ribs, although I didn't get too far as I went for the sandwich. But everything there is tremendous. I had a chance to talk to Mike over there. Wanted us to make sure everybody knew he's really busy with it, but is always willing to take more. Their catering business is booming. For your outing, for your corporate event, for your party, anything you may need, give them an opportunity. That's Adam Smokehouse over on Watson. And again, we thank them so much for their continued support. All right, my man. So my question to you, can we catch the Cubs? Is it a simple yes or no, or do you have some thoughts?
Oh, heck yeah, man. Are you kidding me? We're only four games out, I think.
Yep.
And we still have more than 25 games in the season. At least 25, right? I mean, yep. We have more than that, I think. But seriously, I mean, can we catch the Cubs? Of course we can, man. It's what? Awesome. It's what? Awesome. These guys can play. These guys can have been playing great ball. And before you know it, the Cubs could get into a bad stretch, you know, or they could lose a few games here and there, and we can catch up. Of course, it's 30 games, I think, or something like that left. Heck yeah, we can catch him. I mean, I'm telling you that. Heck yeah, we can catch these guys.
You know, it's funny. We talk a little bit about media bias and things like that. It really doesn't bother me. It really irritates some of our listeners and fans out there. And again, if it bothers you and you want to rant about it, go right ahead. It doesn't bother me as much as others. But I do have to laugh a little bit. You know, I do pay attention to it, and it really amuses me more than it upsets me. But, like, I love how, like, ESPN come out with their rankings. And while we did move up, we moved up, but so did the Dodgers. Now, we have a better record, and we just handed them their ass. How in the hell are they ranked one spot ahead of us? But whatever. Be that as it may, that's fine. But I also got a kick, too, out of the national media talking about how the
Cubs. Do you always trust that, though?
Do I always trust it?
Can you trust their rankings?
Well, no, I don't trust it because they don't mean anything. I think it's more of just people being irritated, like the Cardinals are getting slighted. And I've always kind of just dismissed it, like who cares or whatever. But I do, you know, when things kind of make you go, huh, so that happens. And then I see that everybody's like, oh, the Cubs have righted their ship. They just swept the Reds. Well, how come when we were sweeping the Reds, they weren't any good?
Yeah.
You know?
Seriously.
So, looking at their schedules, though, now don't get me wrong, the Cubs are a good team, but you know they've got some interesting games coming up here. Now they're going to play the Mets. Who, anytime you play the Mets, you're probably going to face at least two or three pitchers that are throwing pretty well. They got a makeup game against the Braves. Then they play Philadelphia, who's in the playoff picture, and quite frankly, you know, you always got to deal with Jake Arrieta. I would say Aaron Nola's turning into one of the premier pitchers in baseball, no doubt about it. Then they have to play Milwaukee. I know the Nationals are a mess. Then they play the Brewers again. They play the Diamondbacks. And then they play the White Sox, Pirates. But then the Cardinals get them for three at the end of the year. So it isn't like they've got a powder puff schedule, I don't think. I think they've got their work cut out for them. The Cardinals as well. They're not, it isn't like, we're just going to walk through our schedule either. But, the thing is, the Cardinals are doing what they're doing. The Cubs are the ones sitting out there with people chasing them. I guess I would always rather be in first and have people chasing me. But, man, this whole thing right now, I got to ask you, you've been in that situation. Are the Cubs paying any attention to the Cardinals, or do you think they're just doing their thing too? Or do you think they're really sitting there going, here they come?
Well, the fans are paying attention, I'm sure. The fans are. But do the players pay attention to that? I don't think so. I don't think the players are worried about the Cardinals. They're worried about the same thing the Cardinals are. Worried about their own club. Worrying about doing all these things in the field so they can keep winning games. That's what they're worried about. Really, it's not a secret on that. I don't think they're worried one bit about the Cardinals, the players. The fans maybe, but I really don't think they worry. They're worrying about winning games the same way that the Cardinals are, man. They don't care about no freaking Cubs. They care about what they can win, who they can beat out there. That's what they're worrying about, as the Cardinals, players. So I'm not worried about that. These guys are not thinking that, man. They're just going out there, making sure they keep winning series, and they're going to be fine.
Can you even imagine if the Cardinals are within a game or two? Or even, for that matter, three. I mean, whatever, either way. And then we got to go into Chicago that last weekend. You talk about some serious baseball. I mean, wouldn't that be fun? I mean, and the reality of it is, I guess the real statement is, the Cardinals have done some amazing stuff to make it fun.
That's not going to be fun. What's going to be fun is we win. That's what's going to be fun. I mean, the fun part going out there and losing and then being eliminated, no, that's not it. So we can go wherever you want, and it's not going to be fun. The fun part will be if we win over there and we make the playoff in their home field like they did to us last year or the year before, I don't remember. But if we can do that, that would be fun. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I hear you. I guess I'm looking at it. And again, the whole, I'm sitting here trying to think. I'm just looking at it thinking where we were at a few months ago and where we're at now. I mean, can you even put into words the change? I mean, when you look at this team, you look at it. You look at it a little bit different than most people. I mean, I know you also like to look at it as a fan, but can you even describe what's went on here? I mean, this has been nothing short of amazing, to be quite honest.
Oh, this is one of the greatest runs that you could have. I mean, I don't think there's anything else. Think about it, Jimbo. I mean, what other thing can we discuss? I mean, what can we say about this club? This club has been amazing, man. This club has been everything since Mike Matheny's trade, which started really rough at the beginning. Don't forget that either. But it's crazy. It's crazy what these guys are doing, man. It's really, really crazy. So for us to sit here and act like it's just normal to do this is not normal. Really, it's not normal, guys. This is something amazing what these guys are doing. The way they picked up these things, the way they did this, I mean, this is unbelievable. I really, it gets in my head. I mean, like thinking how good can these guys be? I mean, it's just nuts, man. I mean, I'm so excited for this team. And I told you guys, I don't lose hope that easy. And I don't come out saying, oh, man, because of a few losses, you're going to lose, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to lose it or oh, man, we got this and we got eliminated, blah, 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 whatever you want to call it. But I don't get like that, dude. I always think these guys always professional, which you heard Chill. That's what he said. We have a bunch of professionals here, and they play professionally, and they're professional players. You heard that. So for him to say that the way he said it, come on, man. I mean, it's just crazy, man. The way they're doing things, it's really, really crazy. I love it. I love the way they're playing. I'm excited to see what they can do at the end of the year. Of course, I'm excited. I can't wait to see the series coming up. The Pirates are hot. You know, they're playing good ball, and we're going to face three of them. Like I said, I don't give a crap. I really don't give a crap who we're facing. They can bring anybody right now. These guys can play against anybody right now. So I'm excited, man.
You know, looking at it, I sit here and I just I'm trying to think. Now, I want to be realistic here about some things, too. It isn't like we were 10 games under 500, okay, when all the changes took place. When all the changes took place, at least we were a 500 club. We didn't have to climb back to 500. But I got to tell you, you know, we went through some dramatic changes in a small window. I mean, you change your manager, you change your hitting coaches, then you ship out your starting center fielder. You know, that's a big move. You know, and again, you can be a Dexter Fowler hater. You can like him. I don't really care where you're at on it. But the reality of it was he was really struggling. And, you know, and Mike Schilt, and I'm not even saying this was wrong. He was going to commit to him, you know, for whatever reason. You can be in the conspiracy theory clubhouse of that was a Mo thing, and Mo had told him you're going to play him and we're going to ride this out. Or maybe it was a Mike Schilt thing. I'm going to believe in him. I'm going to do whatever. But the reality of it is, you know, the guy got hurt and we didn't have the opportunity to either turn it around or continue down that path that he was on, which wasn't good. And a lot of things fell into place for us. But the one thing, the biggest thing in this whole equation, there's no doubt about it. The Memphis Mafia has been nothing short of amazing, which is in turn part of the number one thing that you, Benji Molina, for sure, has said, I guarantee you, no less than 100 times over the last year and a half on this show. And that's bullpen, bullpen, bullpen. I would have to say,
You look at that number. You look at those numbers in the bullpen, Jimbo. If you look at those numbers for real and you see what the bullpen has been able to do, I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's crazy how what a turnaround you can have. Seriously, it's just amazing what you can do when you have a good bullpen. Because you can hold leads. That's what we've been doing, holding up the leads. And that's what makes the difference. That's why we are who we are. That's exactly why we are where we are. It's exactly why. I don't know how to say it anymore. I mean, we've been talking about it. We've been beating on it for what? How long? For so long. And all of a sudden, you get these and you start winning games and you're like, holy crap, how do we do this? Yes, they change people. Of course. I mean, they make some trades. They made the changes of the manager. They did whatever they want to do. They did it. Yeah, that's fine. But you still have to pitch. You still have to go out there and perform, and these guys have been doing it, man. Seriously, I don't understand. I do not understand why people can't get that. I told you guys, remember, I don't know if you remember this. I said it many times. Hey, man, the bullpen is a huge part. You want to have a good bullpen. You want to win a game. You want to be a winner in these things. You have to have a good bullpen. That's just how it is, man. You know, and we've been having it. They've been showing it to us. The San Luis Cardinals right now has been showing to us how good they can be, how good they are. That's what they've been doing, how good they are. Here we go, guys. Here we go, fans. This is how good we can be right now with young guys too, you know, with young guys. So I think it's going to be pretty exciting down the road, man.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, what's exciting to me is the bullpen is also part of the Memphis Mafia thing. I mean, it's been amazing.
Yeah, Cecil's been pitching better, which makes a difference because he's going to be out there for lefties. So, I mean, everybody has to pitch better out of the bullpen, you know, and they've been doing it. They've been doing fine, man. And now we have Dominic Leone coming back healthy, and he's supposed to be nasty too. So we'll see what happens, man. I'm just so excited to see what we can do, you know?
You know, with everything that's going on, the September call-ups are right around the corner. That changes the landscape a little bit. We're going to get some guys back in the big leagues here. One of them being Patrick Wisdom, who was up for a few days and didn't disappoint and had some great moments. We're looking at the return of Adam Wainwright in some capacity. You know, we've already seen the addition of Carlos Martinez in the bullpen. You know, as they work these guys in, you know, I keep looking at it and going, okay, who, you know, where did this turnaround start, and then where's it going to go from here? Is it going to continue with more and more arms coming up? So I look at it. I think the unforgotten guy in this whole deal. Now, listen, Dakota Hudson's been great. Ponce de Leon has been great. Gomber's been great. I mean, I know their roles have changed. They've went from bullpen guys to starters and this and that. There's some unsung hero things going on here. I mean, every time we count a guy out, like, you know, we talked about it. You know, we liked Gant in the bullpen, but, you know, you can't argue that he's had some success starting now. And Gomber sure looks like a starter. Like we said, Ponce de Leon, you got to love the attitude. I mean, there's a lot of unsung things going on here, but I got to tell you, the under the radar move that I think a lot of people were like, what is going on here, was Tyson Ross. This guy's pitched really well for us. Are you surprised by that one?
Yeah, and doing different roles. I mean, you know how hard it is to have these guys coming from the bullpen to a starter from the bullpen. We already discussed this. It's really hard to do, man. So for him to be able to do it, it's awesome, right? I mean, this guy's been doing great for us. Really, really good.
So now, though, you know, we are dealing with a couple of injuries that I'm wondering how they're going to affect the team. Now, I know the team is going to take a, you know, next man up. And what do you expect them to do, right? I mean, nobody's going to sit around and feel sorry for anybody. But we've had a couple guys went down over the last few days, and I'm wondering how you see that playing out. Let's talk first about – we were just talking about the bullpen, so let's start there. Mike Myers has been a guy that Mike Schilt has started using in higher leverage situations, no doubt about it. He's went down now with a shoulder strain, with inflammation in his shoulder, whatever that is. A shoulder, that's a rough one.
But in that matter for him, we have weapons. Right?
Yep.
That's the whole difference from Mike Myers. It's not like we lost Mike Myers and we don't have anybody to do the job after him. No, it's the opposite. Now we added Carlos Martinez in the bullpen. Dominic Leon could step up. Ponce de Leon is about to be called up again. Hudson has been pitching great until last outing. Guys like that needs to step up, and we have the weapons. That's really key here, Jimbo. I mean, it's not like we're going to lose this guy, Mike Myers, and then we don't have anybody to be their next guy up. No, it's the opposite. We have guys to step up. That's a little different. Now, Colton Wong might be a different story because you don't have a defender like him in second base, but you can still survive with him, right? I mean, him being hurt, you can still survive with the with Colton Wong being out, because Jericho can move to second base, you know, and then Carp will be in third. Then you can move Martinez in, and then O'Neill could play right field without being bothered. Ozuna is about to come out of the DL, so he'll be good to go too. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got weapons there, you know.
I'm looking at it, and I'm going, okay, as you figure out who's going to take, you know, that step up. You're right. We have weapons. We got guys coming. You know, I'm sure some fans have written off Adam Wainwright, even though they do it respectfully. I'm not going to put anything past the guy.
No, I don't count him out.
Yeah, I'm not going to count him out.
Adam is going to be a really good help in many, many ways. You hear me? in many, many ways, he's going to be a big help for us. He's going to be out of the bullpen, of course. He's going to have to pitch out of the bullpen. They're going to ease him up into a game. Obviously, they might not put him in good situations game, you know, winning up one or two like that. Not for now, but he might be a surprise. He was a good reliever when they won the World Series. He was the closer. He has that heart. He can pitch. He can pitch when healthy. So I don't count him out at all. I think he's going to be a great help for us, and he's going to be a great help in the bullpen with those good guys and in the dugout with the starting rotation. He's going to be a great help. He's a great human being, and he likes to help those kids. He's going to get him better. Watch. He's going to be a great addition when he comes back.
You know, as you look at it and you think, okay, who's coming? Who's going to do this? You know, Jaro Munoz has just come back off the DL recently. He's a very versatile cat. I would assume he's going to get most of that time at second base. You know,
yeah, him too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. He's been a good player for us. Obviously, we can't listen. The resurgence of Colton Wong has been nothing short of tremendous. I mean, the guy is. We just talked about it last week. He's been playing at a Gold Glove caliber. He's been playing Gold Glove caliber defense to where we're even wondering, is it possible for him to win a Platinum Glove? I don't know. I mean, it's a fun conversation. I think he's definitely.
Isn't that funny that he started saying that he needed to win the Gold Glove and then he gets hurt.
Well, you know, you wonder about that, and I was going to get your thoughts on that. We had some fans that didn't like the fact that he came out and said it, and I told somebody, I said, listen,
I didn't like it.
What's that?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Yeah. Why? You tell me a reason why you should come out and say that. What reason? What reason do you have? You're playing great ball. You're doing unbelievable baseball. He even started hitting, right? I mean,
yeah.
He started hitting really good. He's doing really good in hitting now lately. So what is the reason? Why? You tell me one reason why he has to come out and say, I need to win the Gold Glove. Why? And if you tell me one reason why, then I'll be quiet and I don't say anything. If you find one reason.
I'm with you. I guess, you know, here's the deal. I'm not him, so I don't know what his mindset is. What it tells me, and again, I don't know this for sure. What it tells me is that he pays attention to the media. And what he sees is that guys like Javi Baez get talked about all the time while he's playing great defense. And, you know, he's starting to buy it, and it tells me that he's listening to some of the critics that are saying, oh, well, we're a small market. They're biased. They always give these awards to guys based on this, that, or the other thing. So guess what? I'm going to remind people that I'm doing well. I'm going to talk about me. And again, that did rub some people the wrong way. I thought it was interesting that there was a little bit of backlash on that. But then to your point, you wonder. I mean, if you believe in karma, maybe he shouldn't have said anything. I don't know. I do find that interesting.
Yeah, I do too, Jimbo. I was very disappointed because that's not Colton Wong that I know, right? That we know. That's not him. That's not the way that we know Colton Wong. I think people know Colton Wong being very quiet, being very humble, being a very hardworking guy. That's how we know him. And all of a sudden he comes out of the shoe and comes out and wow. I mean, this is, I'm telling you, man, he got me by surprise. I'm really disappointed at him. I just don't think he should have done it, Jimbo. I really don't believe that he should have done it at all. It is really, really disappointing for me. But this is just me, right? This is not you, not anybody else. You know what I'm saying, right?
So yeah, I get everybody. Yeah, I get it. And that's fine. Like I told people, maybe if you're the kind of person that it bothers you, okay. But if it doesn't bother you, okay too. Like I said, I don't. You know, that's up to them, like the media bias. And when people don't like Joe Buck and they don't like the media and they think the national guys don't like the Cardinals when they do the broadcast and they think every umpire's call goes against the Cardinals, like we've never gotten a call before. Did you see the other night the third base umpire called that ball foul on Yachty? Did you see that when he hit? And I tweeted out, I guess we don't have a problem now with that guy calling that ball foul. on that great play by Arenado. Did you see that? And it's like, you know, yeah. I mean, it we don't ever complain when it works out for us. You know, again, it was the same outcome. That ball was foul, just like the one against the Cardinals was foul. It doesn't matter. I just always think it's funny how we're quick to rush to judge. But, you know, and again, you want to, if that bothers you, then let it bother you. If it doesn't, that's fine too. But, I wonder about that. And, you know, I sit here and I look at this and I think, you know, with everything that's going on, I'm looking at this and I'm going, listen, you know, you think about where we were, and that's kind of coming full circle to where we were at. You think about that, and then I say to myself, here we are in a situation where we now have, we realistically have three guys that are, in my opinion, gold glove caliber players, and that's Harrison Bader, Colton Wong, and Yadier Molina.
I think really the way Yadi has been doing this year behind the plate, not only making errors or not, I mean, because a lot of has to be with the errors, but the way that he's been playing behind the plate and for how long he's been doing it, and he's getting these young guys, really young guys, the guys that are really young in AAA, and how about Hicks, the way he's handling Hicks' situation, he's an A-ball kid, and all of a sudden he's been having these guys pitching great. I mean, doing an unbelievable job. Just by that itself, I think it needs to be him, right? I mean, obviously we still got a month to go and everything can happen on airs and all that stuff. But anyways, for me, Yadi is okay. For me, Wong has a lot of competition in Javi Baez. The only thing that Wong has in his favor right now is that Javi Baez is going to end up playing shortstop the rest of the way. And that could take a lot of boats away from second base, right? And then Wong can win it. But Bader, he's a great defender. But there's also a lot of guys that are in center field and been playing a lot longer this year than Bader. Does he deserve it? Yeah, he deserves the gold glove. I mean, I love him. I love the way he plays the game. But he has more competition in center or in outfield because now they don't do center fielders. Now it's everybody all together. So three left fielders can win a gold glove if they could, right?
Right.
Because or three right fielders can win the gold glove. Three center fielders can win the gold glove. So it's even harder competition. But Wong and Yadi should be there, should win it. Right now, at this moment, they should win it. But we still got a month to go.
Yeah, I'm as I look at it, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, how do I want to handicap this? And then I wonder, do I even really have to handicap it, to be quite honest with you? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, if anybody wins an award, I think it's great. I mean, the reality of it is they're playing together as a group right now and they're winning baseball games. But it is nice to know.
And they're not thinking gold glove.
For sure. So look at it and say to yourself, okay, so what are we really looking at here? What's happening is that we have three guys that are playing good enough defensive baseball to be in a gold glove conversation, even if all three of them do not win it. They're in that conversation, right? We have a guy that has played baseball at an MVP caliber rate. Again, I don't know for sure. I don't know that Matt Carpenter is going to win the MVP, but he's in that discussion, okay? I don't know if Harrison Bader is going to win Rookie of the Year, but he's in that discussion. And that is
that's
the thing. Yeah, see, that's the thing. And then you have guys that nobody even really talks much about that are getting it done. Again, you have a lot of people that think Marcell Ozuna hasn't, you know, he hasn't done what we thought he would do. But again, you know what? He's getting it done. Jose Martinez, nobody talks about Jose Martinez. But all he does is hit and drive in runs for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah. And what a season he's having. You know what I'm saying, Jimbo?
Yeah, I agree. Again, all you have to do is look at it this way. Look at a couple of guys that have been pretty inconsistent. Paul DeJong, Jed Jerko. They've been a little inconsistent this year. But they have made some big plays and gotten some big hits for us when we needed them. I mean, I think about the play that DeJong made the other night, the sliding play to his left. I mean, that is an unbelievable play at a huge moment in the game. Don't forget the diving play he made against Bryce Harper, which could have been a big inning that allowed the – I mean, these are plays again, that you don't expect him to make. I mean, you want him to make all the routine plays and then flash a little bit of leather here and there. You know, Jed Jerkle's come up with some big swings. I mean, maybe he hasn't been as consistent as he's been in the past. But, man, has he made some plays.
Yeah, but that's what makes a team. That's what makes a team. That's what people need to understand. All those situations that you are saying right now, all those guys, they might not be having the best seasons, but at some point they've been helping us at many, many more games. I mean, the way that they're a big piece on us winning that many games. Yes, you're right, man. I'm telling you, all those guys. But that's what makes a team. That's what makes them special. That's why you look ahead and you say, yes, we can catch the Cubs. That's why, because they don't care about what numbers they have so far. They care about the numbers they can, the contribution they can do on the Cardinals ahead of time, coming up ahead. What can I help the Cardinals with? What can I help this team with? Okay, they want me at second base. Let's go play my heart out at second base. Okay, they want me hitting eighth. Okay, let's play my heart. That's what these guys are doing. You know, that's what makes it so interesting that everybody's having. The only one that's having a little bit of a hard time right now is Greg Garcia. If you really think about it, the whole roster, everybody's doing well. But Greg Garcia is having a little bit of a tough time right now, and he's still going to be a big piece later on when he's needed to go play defense or something like that. He's still going to be asked to do a lot of things for the team. So that's what makes this club so special, because everybody's putting their piece of rice in there so they can make a bowl of rice, you know? I think it's going to be pretty interesting, man.
You know, again, I'm just real excited. I mean, I'm at that juncture now where, you know, we talked a little bit last week about the roller coaster ride. Here we are now on a consistent ride to where every night I cannot wait to watch Cardinal baseball. I feel like every night we may see something special. And again, it's been an unbelievable experience. I know I appreciate you and your insight. It's made it all the more fun. I want to make an announcement here after meeting. I think I'd mentioned last week that I'd met with Patty O's and that we were working on something. We are officially back at Patty O's for the remaining three homestands. You'll be able to come down to Patty O's at 4 o'clock, meet Benji Molina. We're going to have a meet and greet. We're going to set it up a little bit different. We're going to be a little more fan-friendly. The gang at Patty O's has told us that we're going to figure out a better way down there to get the crowd more involved with questions. You'll be able to come up, get stuff signed. We'll have giveaways, all that type of stuff, just like we've done in the past. But you guys are going to be able to come up, do your meet and greet with Benji as we've done in the past. But we're also going to be able to include the crowd in the question and answer section a little bit better, and everybody will be able to hear her. So thanks to Patty O's for that commitment. Look for us to do that. We're going to be inviting out all of our listeners, but more importantly, we're going to be inviting out all of the influencers that we so appreciate that help grow this show. You hear me talk about them. Chris Lawless at Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7. I would love for my man Nate McHenry from RallyScroll.com to come in and spend some time with us. You know, he runs a great Facebook page, RallyScroll.com, also Rally Scroll Report. They have the Rally Scroll Club, which is a really cool thing. You guys can check that out at RallyScroll.com. I'd love the Cardinal Freak to come. He's another Facebook page that supports us. You know, all of them do a great job. Mick Light, we're going to invite Mick Light from Art City Media down to join us as well. You know, so many great people out there. The Facebook pages, we're going to invite all of those admins down. Fans of Yadier Molina, St. Louis Cardinals crew, St. Louis Cardinals Nation, STL Cardinals, Cardinals haters versus Cardinals fans. So many great Facebook groups. We want to invite them all. We'd like everybody to be a part of what we're doing. So please, Cardinals Country, Baseball Heaven, all great ones. We definitely want to invite everybody down. Special thanks one last time to Gators Baseball Academy and their four-pillar system. Contact them today, GatorsBaseball.com. Find out about a tryout. Find out about training. Find out about what it is they do that separates them from the rest. That's Gators Baseball Academy. Call and get your tee time at Arlington Greens today, located in the Midwest here, the crown jewel. I'm telling you, it's a tremendous golf course ran by tremendous people. My man Mark Marcuso, Arlington Greens down in Granite City. Don't forget to get your barbecue on. Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road. Go see Mike. He's ready to take care of you. Don't forget luncheons, banquets, dinners, golf tournaments, anything you may need, they can take care of that on the catering side as well. To Randy Green at InnovativeCompanies.com, we couldn't do this without your continued support and your willingness to tell our story to your friends as well. We thank what you're doing. We're here to tell your story as well. You're a man of integrity, a man of your word, a man whose handshake still means something. That's InnovativeCompanies.com, home of the forearms underneath the umbrella. They can take care of the construction, the heating and cooling, the electric, and now all of your plumbing. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman, and a man of his word. I'm here to tell you, folks, we love doing this show for you. We love when you're a part of it. I can't wait to see where the Cardinals go from here. Let's go, Birds.
Go, Birds.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.